This is Northwest News from 88.5 KPLU. I'm Ed Ronco. It's no secret that many residents of Alaska are fans of the Seattle Seahawks. Some residents of Barrow, on the very northern edge of the state, got a surprise this week when two Seahawks showed up in the city. Linebacker Kevin Pierre-Lewis and defensive tackle Jimmy Staton. Joining me now is Jeff Seifert. He's the general manager of radio station KBRW in Barrow. Hi, Jeff.
Hello from the top of the world.
Thank you. This was a surprise for many people in town, wasn't it?
Yeah, it actually was. A lot of us Seahawk fans knew that the team was doing their 12 tours throughout the state, but nobody expected them to come up here all the way up to the top of the state. And so about noon today when they showed up, not a lot of people knew about it initially, but as you might imagine, in a small town like this, word travels fast.
You say nobody expected them to come up to Barrow. Why? Give people a sense of how difficult it can be to get there.
Well, Barrow is about as far away as you can get. If you look at the map of Alaska, there's a little point at the very tip-top of the state, and that's us. That's Point Barrow, and the only way to get here is by airline. It's not only difficult and time-consuming, it's expensive. And so they went to a lot of trouble just to come see our little piece of heaven here.
This is just shy of 2,000 miles north of Seattle. I thought I saw a picture of them raising a flag over City Hall.
Barrow, for the size of this community, there's 4,500 folks that live here year-round. And for the size of this community, we have a large contingent of 12s here. Every winter, we all get together for a group picture out in 20 below weather in our jerseys and send it down to the team to show them that we're supporting them. And so lots of folks showed up in their jerseys and went to the high school gymnasium and got to meet with the guys and talk with them and wish them best wishes for the coming season and get autographs. And then they went about two blocks away to the city hall and raised the 12th man flag along with the American flag right on the flagpole of the city hall. They were supposed to go out for a game of flag football after that on Barrow's famous blue turf field, but it was a weather permitting type situation, and although it's summer here and the weather isn't that bad, the temperature was about in the mid-30s, but it's a blustery day, so the wind chill was down in the mid-20s. And little too chilly for flag football. But I can tell you for sure, from the look on their faces, they were amazed at the turnout and the number of fans for a community of this size to come out and see them.
Well, Jeff Seifert, General Manager of KBRW in Barrow, Alaska, thank you very much.